And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Tuesday, December 8th, 2020. Today in the news, gold prices have climbed sharply in 2020, reports Myra Seafong at Barron's. The move caps a year rocked by a pandemic that led to economic restrictions and fiscal stimulus measures, feeding the precious metals' appeal as a safe haven. Many of these same reasons are expected to lift prices into the next year. Uncertainty on how the economy is going to recover and how fast and large the recovery will be, coupled with increasingly historic levels of fiscal and monetary stimulus, puts gold on the path of a bull run for several years, says Ed Moy, former director of the U.S. Mint. Stock prices are so high because investors expect a vaccine will soon bring coronavirus to heel, allowing the world economy to return to, quote, normal, writes Bill Bonner at Rogue Economics. This is extremely unlikely, he says. Normal is just not on the menu. Debt has reached such high levels that any return to normal interest rates would be disastrous. So vaccine or no vaccine, the feds have to keep printing more and more money. This will create more distortions, crises, crashes, but the debacle will take years to fully express itself. Normal, we predict, will not return during our lifetimes. The U.S. dollar is on the back foot, and Wall Street doesn't expect it to change anytime soon, reports CNN. The dollar is weakened by nearly 12% against a basket of top currencies since peaking in March. Last week, it hit its lowest level since April of 2018. Why? Central bank policy, low interest rates, and money printing. Other currencies like the euro have been rapidly appreciating in part because of the dollar's decline. Quote, this is a broad-based dollar weakening move driven by global reflation pricing, said George Caravellos, a Deutsche Bank analyst. And lastly, every day the news highlights the spread of the coronavirus and tells the sad stories of some of its victims, writes Dr. Bhattacharya at AIER. And yet much of the media does not pay sufficient attention to the good news regarding improved treatments and survival of patients with the coronavirus. The infection survival rate is 99.95% for people under age 70 and 95% for people over 70. The media's focus on COVID deaths have paid scant attention to the enormous medical and psychological harms from the lockdowns in use to slow the pandemic. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Till next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Do it now.